Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
This is Leanne's boarding pass. It is making a return because this weekend I'm flying home to Kerry for the bank holiday weekend. And if you're new to boarding pass, this is a very simple game whereby you just have to simply guess what seat I am in and sitting on the plane this weekend. So I have checked in and you are going to be choosing between seats number 1 to 33 and letters A to F. Now, I'm not going to give you any hints, no clues as of yet. You're just going to take a blind guess. We have cinema passes up for grabs for the person who can correctly guess which seat I'm going to be sitting on the Ryanair plane this weekend. 0877 98 98 98 for you to get your early guesses in right now. So 1 to 33 are your numbers and A to F are your letters. And we're doing Leanne's boarding pass, whereby you are guessing what seat I could be in for my flight to Kerry this weekend. Here's Stephen.
Hiya, Leanne. This is Stephen. I've chosen seat F1 so you can race home for the long weekend.
Ah, Stephen, it's wrong. Here's Danielle.
I think Leanne is sitting on 26A on the Ryanair flight to Kerry this weekend.
26E, also wrong. I can tell you right now, I'm in a window seat and I'm boarding via the back door, but just about. And on this Friday morning, we are playing Leanne's boarding pass, if you've never played before or heard it. Well, basically, I'm flying home to Kerry this weekend. And all you need to do is guess the Ryanair seat I am going to be sat in. I have checked in. I also told you a couple of minutes ago that I am going to be sat in a window seat and boarding via the back door, but just about. You're getting your guesses in on WhatsApp voice note 0877 98 98 98. Here's Kieran.
Leanne, 32A.
32A is wrong. Here's Connor.
Hey, it's Connor here from Mount Hyde. I think you are sitting in 25A.
And 25A is also what Gary guessed. Both wrong. Caroline.
Hiya, Caroline here. I think you are on seat row 23A.
Caroline, it's also wrong. I'm sorry. What I can say right now to give you another clue before we find out in a matter of moments, letter A is correct. And also, as we were kind of moving up the numbers there from, I think, 33, 25 to 23, you're getting closer by going in that direction. And we need to find out what seat I'm in.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
This is Leanne's boarding pass, probably my favourite thing that we play on the show. It's a game that comes up every now and again, anytime that I'm flying home to Kerry, which I am doing this weekend. The premise of the game, simply, you have to guess what seat I am on. On my Ryanair plane, so you are dealing with seats 1 to 33 and letters A to F. Now, I gave you a few clues. I told you that I was in a window seat and I also revealed that the letter was A and I was to be boarding via the back door, but just about. So many guesses have been coming in. Thank you so much for getting in touch. 0877 98 98 98. We need to find out, though, what seat I am in. Shirley in Balbriggan has had a guess.
Yeah, my guess is on you're on row 21A.
21A is wrong. Linda as well.
Hi, it's Linda. I think it is 31A.
31A, also wrong. There's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah here. I think you are in seat
20A. Very close though. And here's Tom's guess.
Tom here. 18A is your seat.
Is it though? It's not, but it is so close. Emma's on the line about to take a guess. Emma, any nice plans for the bank holiday weekend?
I'm actually going to the Haunted Trail in Malahide with the kids this weekend.
Oh, very fun. And you're getting in the spooky festive feeling. Will they be going trick-or-treating next week?
Yeah, 100%. They can't wait.
Brilliant. And tell me now, Emma, right, and be honest with me. When the kids go trick-or-treating, they get all the bits and pieces, right? Do you take any of it?
A small bit of tax you have to take.
She takes some of the sweets. Listen, I won't tell anyone. But I do need you to tell me this morning, Emma, what seat do you think I am in?
19A.
I think I'm in 19A. Emma, are you correct? Congratulations. Amazing. 198 is spot on the button. Emma, we're going to send you out some cinema passes for guessing correctly, all right?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much.
Not a bother. Thanks so much for tuning in and enjoy the trail when you get to go, all right?
Thanks, Mel. Thanks, have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
Plenty going on in the world of entertainment for us to get up to date with on this Friday morning with Entertainment Emra.
I'm back.
She is back and she is ready to spill all of the gossip. Now, we are going to start off with someone who we were talking about his ex-partner very recently because she was spotted with someone, but now he's been spotted with someone.
Of course, and I'm so happy for him.
So happy for him.
Yeah, so Katy Perry was spotted on a boat with Justin Trudeau a couple of weeks ago, but now Orlando Bloom has been spotted with a mystery brunette lady in Chelsea.
Any indication as to who this woman is?
Not a clue, but sources have spilled and said that he's well on the dating scene.
Go on, Orlando.
He's been going on lots of dates, but this is the first time he's kind of been spotted. Now, it was kind of eagle-eyed people scooping through windows, been like, I can see you. But you know what? We'll probably see who she is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see if she's like well known or kind of like how this came about. Because is he dating this one woman consistently or is it multiple dates he's been spotted
multiple
on?
Multiple dates.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, my husband's been spotted, but it's been spilled.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. With, so you can't do anything nowadays. People have camera phones.
And also, who would turn him down?
Right.
I wouldn't.
I love this because Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau was like weeks ago that this was found out. So she had moved on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So now that Orlando has, I'm like, well, go you as well. This
exactly.
is a two-way street.
You don't stay at home with the kids. Give them off to the nanny. You have enough money, okay? And go out and date whoever you want.
Oh, I mean, wise words from you, Emer. Now, Johnny Depp has landed himself a new role, apparently.
He has indeed, and it's going to be a Christmassy one.
Ooh,
he's going to be playing Ebenezer. A Christmas Carol.
Yes. Okay, yes. So they're doing kind of a remake of it. Is this a spin-off?
It's just a soul movie about Ebenezer.
Just Ebenezer,
yeah,
okay.
It's going to be back in Dickinson's London.
Okay.
Back in that time frame. But it's been described by Paramount Pictures as a supernatural journey to face his past, present and future and a fight for the second chance.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Is it in production already? When can we expect it?
It's not in production yet. It's been finalised saying that like they're signing off everything. It's
right.
going to go into production, but it is set for release on the 13th of November 2026.
Okay, that's not that bad. Only a year to wait.
Tight turnaround. Are we actually expecting it for then?
Well, if they're only signing the papers now, yeah, they got to get a move on, don't they? It's such a bizarre thing because obviously it'll be very Christmas-esque of a film because that's what we know to be Christmas Carol. But like filming it in like the spring of the summer.
Yeah.
You know, a Christmas movie. But this is the thing with like TV shows and Christmas specials and stuff like that. They film it in the height of the summer.
And just a little bit of
just a Christmas tree in the corner.
Styrofoam.
Middle of June. Yeah. A bit of styrofoam as well. Okay. Not for Christmas this year, but Christmas next year. We look forward to that. Finally, poor Lily Allen, right? She's gone through a very tough time. Now, she does have new music out.
Listen, I wouldn't be saying poor Lily Allen because she has bared all with this new track called Madeline.
Are we having a listen?
We're having a listen. I bet he tells you he loves you. I've got an old, got an ugly. I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of his mouth.
Why would you trust anything that comes out of his mouth? Okay, so Lily Allen is dragging David Harper in this.
I just want to preface that was the only thing I could pull from that song that was actually safe for radio. She has dragged him. He needs to go into hiding. He needs to get security guards around him because this song, oh my God. It goes into how they had this agreement of how if they got with other people, it had to be away from the limelight and he had to pay for it.
What?
Yes. It was bizarre.
Oh my goodness.
It's all exposed. And I was listening to this. Do you know whenever you just listen to a song, you're like, oh, I'm not really digging this. My jaw was on the floor. It was like a Netflix series that I couldn't turn off. Oh no, gal. Like, God bless him. And
I mean, like, after what he did to her.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No. But, like, David Harbour is probably shaking in a corner right now. But Lily Allen, go, like, use your platform, girl. Drag the man.
I dragged the man. I totally agree. But also.
Are we being violent this morning? I think we're being a bit violent.
Give the man someone to stand on.
Okay, and the rest of the album, is that kind of following the similar theme?
Similar premise, yeah.
Right.
So he's in for a nice little ride. No more Stranger Things.
No more Stranger Things, absolutely not. Entertainment Emer, thank you for bringing us all the showbiz this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.